You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know who I am? In the field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Yeah. Just a show about nothing.
Yeah. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and f*** my sister.
What is this f***ing ponderous, man? Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Hmm. Ponderous.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. WMDX, Johnny Gordy.
You want to talk?
You can always say what you want to say here.
92.7.
There you go.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's Monday. Oh, can you tell it's a Monday? Yeah. It's rainy, it's drizzly, it's overcast, showers and thunderstorms today. Highs around 80 degrees, right now 67. Yeah. And this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast, flexible appointments. Give them a call, 608-249-4077, or go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there. And then call Jim or Sarah, again, 608-249-4077, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay, and we are in a keyword hour here. The keyword is pepper. What's that get you? Well, it may get you a VIP pass to the Downdrins Distilling Listener Appreciation Party that we're throwing on Saturday, September 6th at 3 p.m. at Downdrins Distilling in Cottage Grove, and everybody can get in free. It's free and open to the public because it's a listener appreciation party. So if you listen, you can come and just join the party. But if you'd like to get a VIP invite that gets you a free tour of the distillery and a tasting of some of their spirits and a WMDX swag bag, you can enter our contest right now. The text to win word, the keyword is pepper. P-E-P-P-E-R. Use the Civic Media app and go to WMDX and text in the word pepper. P-E-P-P-E-R. That's because they have a spicy pepper vodka.
Oh, I thought it was because Downdrins. Of Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts. What? what are you talking about?
Oh, well, you don't. No, that's right. No, it's a reference to the Marvel Universe.
Oh, that I don't know. You don't care. That's your world.
I know.
It's not my world. I live in the real world, more or less. later this hour, in about half hour, we're going to talk to Steve Cochran from Chicago, Chicago radio personality and podcaster and stand-up comedian. He's got a lot to say about Chicago politics. And boy, there's always stuff going on there. And, of course, J.B. Pritzker. He's been making the governor of Illinois. He's been making a lot of appearances on national talk shows.
I would assume he's running for president.
Well, I think a lot of people are assuming he's a possibility for that.
He's a billionaire. He can do it.
Yeah, worth $3 billion plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Steve Cochran in about a half hour.
You know, I'd like to see some billionaire put a big pot of money aside.
Yeah.
And fund national public radio.
Oh.
With just the interest alone, they could fund national public radio.
That's a good idea.
They should start that. They got to do that.
Somebody should talk to Pritzker about that.
Okay.
I'm looking at him.
I'll email him right now.
All right. Let's get to the big story, and that is Putin owning Trump. All right.
Oh, boy.
It was a stunning moment for everybody as we watched a Fox News reporter Trump got steamrolled by Putin.
Yes, Putin got the red carpet treatment.
Yeah, they rolled out the red carpet for a war criminal.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, dictator.
All right.
So, you got to ride in the limo, too.
Let's listen to that that reporter.
Okay.
Let's listen.
It was just very unusual, atypical, and I think we're all awaiting, you know, the readout, because the way that it felt in the room was not good. It did not seem like things went well, and it seemed like Putin came in and steamrolled, got right into what he wanted to say, and got his photo next to the president and then left.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And now, get this. This next clip was just minutes after that reporter gave that particular report.
Okay.
That it wasn't good news. Fox News tried to save it, yet the reporter didn't exactly seem to buy the spin exactly. So okay. Let's listen to 136.
And he also said, in a scale of 1 to 10, I give today a 10. So that's the president grading what he thought of the meeting.
That's excellent news, and exactly what we needed to hear.
We needed to hear that.
Because obviously there's a reason why he allowed things to happen the way that they did. He allowed Putin to address the world here and take the stage, even if there were no questions asked by the press. There was a reason for that. We didn't get a lot of explanation in the moment as to why that happened. So I'm happy to hear that the president feels good about the progress that was made today.
All right. There you go. See? And I'll tell you what, a Florida MAGA propaganda outlet picked up on this Fox spin, yeah. Noting, update, Trump said the meeting went well, and this same reporter backtracked big time. I don't think she did. And the reality was she was right. Not one question at the press conference, and the Russians canceled the lunch, which was scheduled right after that.
Well, maybe they just didn't like what was on the buffet.
Here's what I heard. After this, Trump went golfing in Alaska.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
With Sarah Palin, I think maybe,
you know, Trump canceled it just so he could go make his golf date.
I see.
All right. Well,
John, hang on a second.
You got to be on time.
Hang on a second.
Emergency. Batman speaking.
Yeah.
Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
Okay.
All right.
There's some breaking news this morning on CNN. You know, Trump and Zelensky are meeting this morning. And Trump's saying all Zelensky has to do to end the war, give up Crimea and never join NATO.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
Wow.
Then it's all, see? That's all it takes. Something brilliant like that.
That's truly amazing.
Give up Crimea. Never join NATO. He's just got to promise that.
What a deal. And all of this right after he bombed Ukraine before the meeting with Trump.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. This guy seems like he's trying to get along.
Okay.
Wow. All right. This is a clip from 2018. Now, a lot of people try to pass this off as a new clip from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
But it's from 2018, and I think it's very apropos. Let's listen to cut 147 here.
President Trump, I just saw your press conference with President Putin, and it was embarrassing. I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle, like a little fanboy. I mean, I was asking myself, when are you going to ask him for an autograph or for a selfie or something like that? I mean, you literally sold out at this press conference, our intelligence community, our justice system, and worst of all, our country. You're the president of the United States. You shouldn't do that. I mean, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happened to the strong words or to the strength of Ronald Reagan when he stood there at the Berlin Wall and he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Well, it's not like
what
that anymore.
That?
Yes,
those are the old days.
Yeah, the old days. but you know, I thought this was kind of an interesting offhand comment from Trump.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably why he still loves Trump so much. I mean, Trump loves Putin so much.
Okay.
All right? It's a Monday. Got to keep this in mind here. Okay.
Let's
listen to this very short clip.
Okay.
133.
Here we go.
There are a lot of people dying. And if we can end that war, it would be very good. And I was very happy to hear him say, if I was president, that war would have never happened.
Yeah, see, there you
course.
Go. That made him.
So that's it.
Oh, he felt so good after that.
Man.
We got a couple of texts here.
We've got some comments. Roll back there.
Yeah.
There we go. A little bit more. No? Okay.
Okay, Doug has something from St. Francis, Milwaukee. You can talk at the same time, you guys. Just put Gordy on the right channel and John on the left.
Okay.
There you go.
No, he was listening to the start of the 7 o'clock hour, apparently.
And Anna says the lab grown salmon sounds like the fake tuna scandal at Subway. Oh.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
And there's another one there. Oh, yes. There's another one from Doug says, I love it when Arnold uses the wet noodle reference. The wet noodle.
That's a standard thing, isn't it?
He's like a. Yeah,
I also heard, by the way, that Fox News might be changing their tune a little bit. A recent court ruling and family infighting will likely leave the news network left-leaning.
What?
Because this ruling, the left-leaning children who will be taking over Fox News will change it radically.
So Rupert Murdoch's kids.
This is according to a press report out last week.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And hardly any news coverage on that. But, yeah. Rupert wanted to leave this to his son, who was going to keep the tradition of Fox News right-wing propaganda alive and well. Well, the court decided that he didn't deserve it, and the other kids do deserve it. And they are going to be getting the network and change it into a left-wing propaganda network, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
I'm not buying that.
You're not buying it?
No.
All right.
Sorry, no sale.
Okay. all right, let's get to the federal agents in D.C., okay?
Okay. We just got a message from Mark. I'm sorry.
Lab-grown salmon and butter are both made of the homeless Trump is now rounding up.
Oh, man. Okay, again, another Soylent Green reference.
Oh, yeah.
This lab-grown salmon is a hit today.
I know. Apparently
so. People are into it.
A federal agent in D.C. shouted out how proud he was of the Proud Boys. So I just want to play this. Here's the original recording without boosting. I'm going to boost the audio so you can hear it really clear.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure I'm not really changing anything, just the level of audio. So this is the original recording, just so you can hear it. Maybe you can hear what this federal agent is saying. Listen to cut 138.
Okay.
I thought the Proud Boys meetup was next weekend. Are you guys just a little early? Just hanging out before, you know?
Proud Boys? They're great guys.
Oh, they're great guys?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Federal agent, Proud Boys are great guys?
They love the United States.
They love the United States.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, now let's play cut 139. I just boosted the levels a little bit here. Listen.
Proud Boys meetup was next weekend. Are you guys just a little early? Just hanging out before, you know?
Proud Boys? They're great guys.
Oh, they're great guys?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Federal agent, Proud Boys are great guys?
They love the United States.
They love the United States.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Now, the United States. Okay.
By the way, this is really the lead. This is the biggest story ever.
Hmm.
All right. It's NPR broke this thing. Three guests at a hotel, Hotel Captain Cook, found documents in one of the hotel's public printers of the meeting between Putin and Trump.
What?
They took pictures of the docs, revealing the printed packet. It disclosed the sequence of meetings, including the specific names of the rooms and the exact times of those meetings. It's also revealed that Trump intended to give Putin a ceremonial present an American bald eagle desk statue.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. All of that. Putin. NPR found.
I found it in the hotel
papers on a copier in the hotel.
Oops.
The whole thing.
Unbelievable. Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
19 past the hour. When we come back, Brittany Merlot will get an update of the weather. Rain moving through. Coming up on John and Gordy. City streets blend.
Home for hearts full of. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, rain showers moving through southern Wisconsin right now, and a couple of thunder boomers in the forecast. Let's check in with Brittany Merlot and find out what else is happening today and this week. Good morning, Brittany.
Hello.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
It was good. All right. It was good.
It was okay. Kind of wet a little bit.
Dry?
Yeah. Okay.
How about yours? What'd you do?
Well, I enjoyed Saturday morning when those storms rolled through. I just had breakfast on the patio, covered, watching the storms go by. But, today, a little bit of a different story. More rain, potential flooding, all that jazz across the state. Wow. And humid, too, John. Yuck.
I know. Yesterday was a miserable day. It was just awful. It was so thick outside. Ugh.
Yep. Got another day of that today.
Great.
It's about 82 degrees. It's upper 60s out there right now. It's going to stay cloudy all day. Rounds of rain expected. Possibility for another one probably around lunch, and then another round this evening for sure, probably starting around 5 or 6 or so. And then we're looking at those thunderstorms continuing from early this evening, done by about midnight or so. Good quick inch or two is possible. Boy. So be careful of that.
Comes down hard.
We must be way above our amount of rain for, the month of August.
Yeah, are we setting records here or what?
I mean, it seems
I need to look into the records. I'm not too sure if you set a record yet, but more than we need. We're all good on the rain.
Right? Yeah, no kidding. What about the rest of the week? What are we looking
at? Honestly, it's not looking bad. There's a teeny tiny chance tomorrow morning a little bit of showers may linger, but becoming partly sunny, a high pressure system builds in, very comfortable and dry the rest of the week. Highs right there in those upper 70s to low 80s.
Okay. Well, that's good.
All right.
Yay. Yeah. Can't complain about something like that. That's excellent. For sure.
Well, thank you, Brittany. We will check in with you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
See you again.
You
that's
too.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments, family-owned and community-focused. Call them at 608-249-4077. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They are helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. I'm kind of enjoying the fact that the recent court ruling basically said that the news empire, Fox News, may be in control of his left-leaning, Rupert Murdoch's left-leaning children, who, by the way, have vowed to radically change the network.
No kidding.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, the thing is, I'm thinking if they don't have Fox News to lean on or to get the message or understand how to frame the issue, I think the whole MAGA thing falls apart, completely goes away.
Really?
Yes. So I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to celebrate.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. 608-879-8255 is our number. Good morning, Dick. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. It can't help happen soon enough in my mind. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great? But to this meeting last Friday and then the upcoming one today, apparently Hegstedt must have been in charge of security.
Yeah.
And I have a way, guys, that follow this, maybe not. I always look at stuff pretty weird, that meeting last Friday didn't happen at all. And this is how. If that walk down the carpet by Trump by himself would have been a field sobriety test, he'd have been cuffed and taken.
Wow.
He was all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He totally walked off of it almost.
Yeah.
He must have walked an extra 10, 12 feet. And nobody says anything about it in the media. It's just like, if that had been Joe Biden, where would they have run with that?
That would be replayed all the time on Fox News. The thing is, I did watch it. Now, I only watched the sped-up version of it. I wanted to see the actual slowed-down, regular, normal, everyday version of it
but they wouldn't
to see how he weaved down that red carpet. That was weird.
Well,
strange, wasn't it, Dick?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Almost as weird as that word salad from last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all word salads. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dick. I appreciate it.
Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah, let's get to Gavin Newsom. He's making some news here.
Mm.
He's making a lot of news, actually.
Well, yes.
And it's not just the gerrymandering thing. Now he is actually getting out there, and he's trolling Trump, writing
He's writing posts in capital letters.
In capital letters, exactly the way Trump would do it.
Yeah.
Let's start with this message to the Dems that Gavin Newsom gave recently, cut 142.
We just, you know, we know it's a race to the bottom. You know, you may call upon those other states. Can you just do five and California will stand down? Yeah. Weak. Step up. These guys have been dominating the narrative. They have been defining the terms of the debate. It's time to get on our off our heels, onto our front toes. It's time to do just that. Dominate the narrative. Flood the zone. And surround sound. It's time for us to all band together.
Okay, so Newsom's looking very much like Trump at this point. Fox News chimed in with their point of view. Let's listen.
Gavin Newsom, meantime, posting this on X, Liz, using all capitals, of course, trying to mock Trump, use Trump style. He's been doing this for a while now. He says, quoting, Trump just fled the podium with Putin. No questions, nothing. Total low energy. The man looked like he'd just eaten three buckets of KFC with Vlad. Admit it, Donnie J. You're terrified because this was the worst week of your life because of me, Gavin C. Newsom. I think he's trying to be funny. I don't know what he's trying to do, but it comes across as childish. And you're the governor of the biggest state in the union. What are you doing?
Honestly, I feel like he's trying so hard to be Trump, but he's coming off like Kanye West. He seems absolutely insane.
Really?
No. You know, he's coming off like Trump.
Yeah.
And he's the leader of the country, and yet they're making fun of Newsom for taking off on Trump. And he's the leader of California, right. And he's making himself look silly. I don't understand any of that.
729 Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up, and then we'll talk to Steve Cochran from Chicago on WMDX.
John and Gorney in the morning, WMDX in the capital city, Madison, a block away from the capital.
We have rain showers today, high around 80 this afternoon, right now 67 degrees. It is 7:35. We want to welcome in our friend from Chicago, Steve Cochran, Chicago radio personality and podcaster. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. And you've got a great setup there. And for years on WGN, we had the street studio. Yeah. And I'm advocating to blow the front out there and, you know, get some fine Wisconsin men with hammers to come in there.
Yeah.
And get yourself a window right on the street and let people come over there and flash or do whatever they do, because we used to have fun.
Sure.
Jesse Ventura, when he was governor of Minnesota, I knew Jess from my time in Minneapolis. He came up to the window and pulled up his shirt and rubbed his belly against the window.
Oh.
There's a lot of good things that can happen. You got to be open to it.
Well, we do have a window, but it's we're on the second floor, so
that's
people can't. That's right. The problem.
That's
We'd have to
problem.
Build a scaffold or something to get people to climb the ladder.
You know what? Take over the downstairs, too. Come on. You're telling Gordy, please.
You know, for a while we did. We had a studio down there, right?
Yeah. Well, that was just during election time.
We had a studio down there. Yes.
What did they put a gap in? How come you don't have it anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. We'll have to bring that up next time we get a meeting.
Yes. We'll demand that studio. That's what we'll do. All right.
So you have a pod.
Before I get to the podcast, let me just say something.
Okay.
You guys, you guys doing 2 hours a day. You must be so tired at the end of 2 hours. I hope you catch a nap. I did about 11,000 shows in 40 plus years.
Right.
25. We figured out 25 or 30,000 guests. And, those are 3 and 4 hour shows.
Yes.
You guys at this rate could go, you guys could go to 120, 125. You're still going to be on the air.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, we should go for 3 hours. We should. We'd like to go 3 hours. Yes. But,
more John and Gordy.
I know it. We need you as our agent, maybe. Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
So you do a podcast called, what is it? Welcome to my office. Get out of my office. What is it? I'm in my office and nobody's here.
Actually, Get Out of My Office is a great title. It's called Live From My Office.
That's what it is. Okay, Live From My Office.
And then there's a second one called Anything But Politics. And the premise is, once a week, if you could just get away from people screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I have folks on. And we just talk about anything but politics. You know, you find five stories didn't get talked about because we had to do more politics yapping during the week. I'm not against it,
right,
but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get covered.
Yeah, you're right.
And so that's anything but politics. So, yeah, those are the two.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, like your favorite TV shows, movies
whatever,
you've just
whatever.
Gone
yeah,
out to see.
Get Out of My Office, the new title of the Live From My Office podcast.
Okay.
Well, that's great. Why don't we get to shouting at each other with politics here and touch on a few things here. You know, your governor is just fantastic. Yeah. We love the way he speaks out all the time. I mean, he can afford it. You know, this billionaire guy. Do you think there's a chance that he's going to run for president?
Yeah.
I think there's a very good chance he's going to run for president, and he's got more money than the rest of us, mm-hmm. And he's willing to spend it all. He's well-spoken. He's done a lot of good things for Illinois, but he's got to watch out for the hypocrisy when the Texas Democrats came to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be mentioned that Illinois is one of the most gerrymandered states in the country as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do things like that, it can come back to bite you. Granted, I'd run from Texas, too, at this point. But I think Pritzker's got a lot of positives. He's a very smart guy, and it's very tough for people to fight against him. For instance, Rahm Emanuel, who did a great job as mayor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Rahm Emanuel wants to run. He's going to be on my podcast. What is it called? Get Out of My Office?
Get Out of My Office, right.
Yeah. Mayor Emanuel is going to be on with me, so we'll talk about that and other things. But, no, I think Pritzker's got a very good shot, yeah. Now, here's the thing, and I'm being dead serious when I say this. There's concern about his health. He's a big fella, you know, and mm-hmm. People would go, hey, Steve, you're not one to talk. You know, I'm 2 pounds over my ideal weight. And but you got to be healthy for this job.
Yeah.
The current occupant of the White House, may be the exception, because I don't know how he's still alive.
I don't either.
It's just with the hell, you know, the way he lives and what he eats. It's incredible. But, Pritzker, I think if he stays healthy, you know, he can pull it off. You never know.
Well, you know, Rob has some baggage because he's from the previous administrations. We want to move on. We want new blood in the Democratic Party. So I think Rahm might have a problem, you know, running for that particular office at this time. Wouldn't you think?
Well, it's possible, but, you know, we got to quit throwing people out that have great experience. You know, Hillary was probably more qualified than any person that ever ran.
Mm, yes.
But she ran a terrible campaign. You know, her campaign was basically, it's my turn.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was a home run, and it turned out not to be. You got to convince, you know, Democrats need to stand up. And I've talked to Senator Durbin about this. I'm a big fan of Senator Durbin.
Mm-hmm.
And he is stepping aside now. And I talked to him about this as well. Democrats need to stand up and say, look, yeah, we've made a ton of mistakes, but we have the ability to right the ship in this country so that everybody gets a shot. Everybody gets a fair share. You don't have to worry about being outside when guys at Home Depot are going to come out, not with lumber, but in masks, and take you away and send you to Guatemala. There's a lot of positives that Democrats can do, but we got to stop playing this game of it's their fault, not our fault, and just come on over and we'll tell you what we're going to do later. That's a big problem for the Dems.
Well, having said all that, what do you think about Gavin Newsom and his tactics of you know, possibly redistricting in California and some of the texts he's putting out that are similar to Trump's with
he's
the
trolling
capital
Trump
letters
at this point.
And, yeah. What do you think about?
Well, you know, it's funny. I like Newsom, and I think he's a super smart guy. Aside from the time he was married to his first wife, the former Mrs. Donald Trump Jr. Yeah,
Kimberly Guilfoyle or whatever.
Oh, now you know the name. You don't know the name of my podcast, but you know her name. Okay, okay. All right, I got it.
Okay.
I think his biggest problem is he's from California, and there's a bias against California that's going to be tough to get over. But I like the fact that he's standing up to Trump, because Trump's a fool and a bully, and somebody needs to get in his face. It didn't work out well for Marco Rubio back in 2016, but that was same party. So, yeah, I like what Gavin Newsom is saying. When he can turn it into a role remains to be seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are talking points the Democrats are trying out on the public at this point. The one I've kind of been pushing here on this program is that we should be threatening, legal challenges against the people carrying out the Trump agenda. You know, they're breaking the law. They're obviously doing things they shouldn't be doing, unconstitutional things that they shouldn't be doing. Shouldn't we threaten them a little bit, saying if we get in power, we're coming after you? You can follow Trump, you can do all of this stuff, but we're coming after you. You're going to be legally liable for everything that you've done under Trump. Wouldn't that put fear in them?
I totally agree. And the Attorney General should be in jail tonight.
True.
The cabinet is a complete joke.
Yeah.
And they're not qualified. And they're just suck ups. And the greatest thing I've seen in regards to malpractice and not doing their job is the United States Senate. Congress is supposed to protect us against a nightmare like Donald Trump. And the Republican Senate has done absolutely nothing to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, standing up, Chuck Schumer's got to go. Thanks, Chuck, for the service. But you can't stand up and go, we wrote a strong letter to the White House. Well, congratulations, Chuck. If he knew how to read, maybe he'd see it.
Oh, boy. I know.
It's got to stop. I mean, it's got to stop. There's got to be a unified message, and there's got to be standing up to this guy, because it has to stop.
Now, you've probably heard that Trump's staff left the entire agenda, the meeting that they had in Alaska, the entire agenda was left on a copier in the hotel. I mean, this seems really like a big story to me.
And they said, oh, no, it was just a menu for lunch. These fools. Yeah. Can't get out of their own way. So for the Democrats to not be able to figure out a way to beat him is appalling to me. He's eminently beatable. But as the Green Bay Packers, it was throttling the Chicago Bears. We have a game plan. We put it together and we execute it. And then we leave Chicago with another win. Maybe follow the Packers playbook and see if we can get it done that way. Because the Democrats, stop arguing about are we left enough? Be American enough.
Yeah.
Because what we're getting from the White House is not American.
Talking with Chicago radio personality and podcaster Steve Cochran. Steve, a friend of yours just walked into the studio. She wants to say hello.
Hi, Steve. And now his phone goes out.
Yeah. Catherine Lake has joined us.
Yes.
The world famous Catherine Lake.
Yes. I miss you.
Tremendous. Oh, I miss you back. And I know you're the boss there, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you here to announce John and Gordy's new expansion to 6 hours?
Taking over the show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the two of you worked together at WGN Radio in Chicago for
years.
Yeah?
Years and years. Yep. Yes. Years ago.
Yep. And she's tremendous. And she does something a lot of management doesn't do. She listens. And she helps promote.
Who is this again?
She tries to get the best out of you. You don't see it that much.
You guys colluded, right? I mean, this is a setup,
I
right?
Love,
yes.
I love the get out of my office retitling of your podcast.
Yeah.
Get out of my office.
Yep. Yeah, brand new title, I believe, is Close the Door and Don't Let It Hit You in the Behind. Get out of my office.
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, cheap plug time, because I don't get a run out of time. Having done a few of these, but I write weekly for Substack, and one of the things I write is called TWIT, T-W-I-T. It's This Week in Trump,
where it's so good.
It is these these little bite-sized pieces, because we all have attention deficit disorder, where you can find out the horrible things Trump has done in short order and be entertained when you read it. So if you check that out on Substack.
Yep. That very good. That's fantastic. Yeah, we've got a copy of it here. We were emailed a nice-looking copy of your Substack article.
I just found the typos. That's all I do.
Jeez. Take it easy. Yeah.
Sorry.
And people can find your podcast wherever podcasts happen, right?
Wherever they are, remember the title, because John and Gordy don't. It's called I Need a Bigger Office.
No, that's not it.
No, it's called Live from My Office. Anything but Politics is there. And for those of you who follow Chicago sports, I know that a lot of folks do. There's a sportscaster here named Mark Giangreco.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a legend here for years. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a live show with him in a couple of weeks. If you're up for it, it's worth the drive down. Lots of laughs. He's going to tell stories he couldn't tell on TV.
Steve, we got to leave it there, buddy.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Very good. Steve Cochran.
Yeah, well, I'll go back to my office.
Steve Cochran's going back to his office. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change the world. We arrange the world. It's dying.
92.7 WMDX, Madison. A rainy start this morning. We'll see showers and occasional thunderstorms today. High near 80 this afternoon. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They have a back-to-school sale going on all this month. And in fact, it looks like they may extend it. We'll let you know. But you can start off the school year right with a mattress set built just for your student. It's time to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's west side or east side, or go to verlo.com for more information. You still have a few more minutes to get in the keyword here to be a part of our listener appreciation party. Of course, it's open to the public. It's absolutely free. You can join us whether you win the VIP package or not. It's on September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove, 3 o'clock that Saturday, September 6th. But if you'd like to win the VIP invite to the party, you and a guest we'll get a free tour of the distillery if you are one of our winners, tasting some of their spirits, and you'll get a WMDX swag bag. You can enter right now. Get on the Civic Media app and text us the word pepper. That's pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R. And, John, that's because they have a spicy pepper vodka at Downdrin's Distilling. I'm going to taste I get out there.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that myself. A lot of it.
Yes. Matter of fact. Join us September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove.
All right. I got a few leftovers here.
All right. You
know, we're talking about Gavin Newsom. Of course, you know, taking off on Trump's tweets. Interesting stuff from him. And one of the memes is, now Gavin Newsom's gone way too far.
Oh, of course he has. And what is he thinking?
It's great stuff. They reenacted the assassination attempt with a bottle of ketchup and ketchup dripping from his ear.
Yeah.
This is a video that's making it out there. It's great stuff. Newsom was asked by a reporter if he's just trolling Trump, okay?
What do you think?
And we have cut 144 here. Newsom had a bigger message to say instead. Let's listen.
What's going on with those posts on X that are clearly trolling the president?
What?
Can you just talk about that? Is that like a strategy?
I don't know. I hope it's a wake-up call of the president of the United States. I'm sort of following his example. If you've got issues with what I'm putting out, you sure as hell should have concerns about what he's putting out as president. To the extent it's gotten some attention, I'm pleased. But I think the deeper question is, how have we allowed the normalization of his tweets through social posts
exactly.
over the course of the last many years?
to go without similar scrutiny right. and notice.
Isn't that a great point?
That's it. Yeah.
Like an epiphany. Yeah. Yeah, we have just
we did it all during the
stuff.
First term, and now he's yeah. doing it all through this term.
We should we should call in a question how ridiculous these tweets are in caps. What is wrong with that person? Well, anyway, let's get to Trump. His latest comment about all the money he's making from the tariffs. This is cut 145, and you know he's got his little story here. Let's listen to this.
Okay. Last week they found $29 billion, and they couldn't figure out where it came from. I said, check the tariff shelf, and they said, how did you know that's where it came from? We're taking in billions and even trillions of dollars in tariffs.
There you go.
Check the tariff shelf.
So
they keep the cash on a shelf.
What? So, you know, did you notice that he mentioned, oh, we've got billions, trillions.
Sure.
Now, wouldn't you have led with trillions?
Yeah.
Just say at least billions. But instead, we've got billions. Wait. Trillions.
Trillions.
And just
trillions.
The way he says billions, yeah. trillions.
Yeah. It's yeah. just, boy. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling into question how he talks.
Yes. Well,
all right. Well,
he's got his own style.
Yeah. You know. Let's talk about the economy that he's leaving us here. This is stagflation. That's what it's really called. Bulwark. Yeah. Andrew Egger takes on Trump's economic mess. Let's listen to what he has to say in cut 141. Let's listen.
These are really actually quite bad numbers. I mean, we were kind of expecting to see a certain amount of inflation just in general because of the tariff regime kind of wreaking havoc on supply chains, as well as just the actual cost of the tariffs. These were kind of a slobber knocker. It's not just a 3.3% increase year over year in the producer price index. It's almost a whole percentage point up just from a month ago. And, you know, these are like as far as a single month jump, that's like a shocking increase. Mm. It's hard to know what to say about it because, again, it's what everyone expected, that instead of a global pandemic doing that to the economy, now it's just Trump's fun economic decisions, just like his unilateral decision to reshape, you know, global markets according to whatever his daily whims were from April to June.
Services increased as well, 1.1%, a 1.1% jump in a single month. This is all happening at the same time that demand is softening. Here we go, and we're doing none of this for any reason, and it's a man-made crisis. This is stagflation. This is literally stagflation. You have unemployment creeping up, job growth starting to flatten out, demand softening, and price is going up. Well, Daddy Trump says that everything is great. Everybody who is subject to leverage from the president of the United States, which is basically everybody, is going to pretend that things are good. Isn't it possible, Andrew, that with Donald Trump in our faces 6 hours a day, every day, and the entire business community sort of like in a hostage video, pretending that everything is great. Everything is great.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, now I want to leave you with this. Gavin Newsom has come up with a new nickname, and I think this is going to stick. Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, Caroline Leavitt.
Caroline Leavitt.
That's
catchy. Just think about that. There are a few out there that are saying B.S. Barbie or Pinocchio Rose, but I like Caroline.
That's good. Yeah, we'll have to workshop that. Run it around the table.
Okay.
See who salutes.
All right.
Hey, that's going to do it for us today. Coming up, Stephanie Miller is right around the corner. And tomorrow, Dane County Humane Society's Lisa Bernard will join us. And a whole lot more coming up later in the week. We've got the Madison Night Market Thursday.
We do.
Yeah. Got a big week ahead of us.
I'll be panhandling on State Street.
Okay. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.